What happens after the most significant event in human history? I'm Chris Montgomery, senior pastor at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama, and welcome to Fraser 365. Today we're in a study called Victory, a journey from the cross to Pentecost. Our prayer is that through God's Word, you'll come to a greater knowledge today of what it means to be a disciple of Christ and live in the victory of His resurrection power.
Welcome to Day 16 of From the Cross to Pentecost. Today's devotional is entitled, Believe. Frederick Buchner said, "Doubts are the ants in the pants of faith. They keep it awake and moving." Our text for today is John 20, 24 through 31. "Now Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, 'We have seen the Lord.' But he said to them, 'Unless I see in his hands the mark of the nails, and place my finger into the mark of the nails, and place my hand into his side, I will never believe.' 8 days later, his disciples were inside again, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, 'Peace be with you.' Then he said to Thomas, 'Put your finger here, and see my hands, and put out your hand, and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe.' Thomas answered him, 'My Lord and my God.' Jesus said to him, 'Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed.' Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name." Some thoughts on today's reading. Thomas was not with the disciples when Jesus first visited them in John 20, 24. A week later, Thomas was with the other disciples when Jesus revisited them. It appears that Jesus' second visit was specifically for Thomas' sake. His words to Thomas about believing speak directly to our faith journey. Thomas was known as such a skeptic that, later in church history, someone gave him the nickname Doubting Thomas. But before criticizing Thomas for doubting the resurrection, put yourself in his sandals and consider what he was facing. Jesus had just been crucified 3 days earlier, and fear for his followers was at an all-time high. Who knew what the Roman and religious leaders would do now to those who were known associates of Jesus? To make matters worse for Thomas, many of his close friends had claimed to see the resurrected Jesus, but he hadn't seen Christ yet with his own eyes. Imagine all the questions running through Thomas's mind. Why haven't I seen Jesus for myself? Could Christ really be alive? Doubt and faith must have fought mightily to control Thomas's mind while questions consumed his emotions. Note that before Thomas received the nickname of Doubting Thomas, Scripture tells us he already had a nickname, the twin. Was it possible that Thomas had a twin brother or sister? If he did, the Bible never mentions his twin sibling by name. We could be given his biblical nickname so we can examine our own struggles with faith and doubt more closely. Could it be that, spiritually speaking, Thomas is your twin? Perhaps you struggle with doubt when other people say Jesus performed a miracle in their lives. Do you have to see it to believe it when it comes to your faith journey? How do you grow more in your faith so that your doubts will decrease? Jesus gave the answer when he appeared to Thomas and showed him his scars. Christ said, "Don't be faithless any longer. Believe." Choosing to trust Jesus daily will help your doubts to fade. As you focus more on who Christ is and on his sacrifice for your sins, God can shift your perception from seeing is believing to believing is seeing. Bruce Barton shares the following wisdom about doubts as follows. Jesus wasn't hard on Thomas for his doubts. Despite his skepticism, Thomas was still loyal to the believers and to Jesus himself. Some people need to doubt before they believe. If doubt leads to questions, questions lead to answers, and the answers are accepted, then doubt has done good work. It is when doubt becomes stubbornness and stubbornness becomes a lifestyle that doubt harms faith. When you doubt, don't stop there. Let your doubt deepen your faith as you continue to search for the answer. John concludes this section with a statement about why God called him to write this gospel. Jesus did many more miracles that were not recorded, but the wonders that were written were for the purpose of helping people come to faith in Jesus Christ. God has given us multiple reasons to move from doubts to belief. Some questions to consider. In what ways are you like Thomas? What do Jesus' actions toward Thomas reveal about his willingness to help believers with their doubts? How does Scripture contain everything we need to wholeheartedly place our faith in Christ? Thanks for joining us.